brown, perfect to me. It's Gadio Breakfast with Chris and Paris. Good morning, hope you're good. And as it's LGBT Fostering and Adoption Week, we are chatting to adopter Eric through Diagrama this morning. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm very well, thank you.
Have you just dropped the kids off?
I have, yeah. I've just done school drop-off and got back home, so yeah.
Oh, so how is it? How is being Dad Eric as opposed to, like, going out partying Eric?
yeah, it's really good, actually. I'm kind of now back at work, so it's a bit harder with the balance of kind of dropping our son off and then going into work. But it's absolutely brilliant. I loved my year off. That was great. But it's back to reality and trying to juggle being a parent and working and all the rest of it. But no, it's great. Loving every minute of it.
So what's been your favourite moment since the very start of this process?
That's a good question. I think just actually being a dad, really. It's something we dreamed about for such a long time and didn't think it was possible and kind of thought, oh, you know, I'm an uncle, that'll do, and told all my friends that when they have babies, I'm going to be the godfather and made sure that they promised that. And actually, being a dad ourselves, I think that's the biggest thing. And you kind of, when our son first moved in, it was like, when we put him to bed, it's like, wow, we've actually just put our own son to bed. And it was really bizarre, but that was probably the best feeling ever. It was like, no, this is real and it's happening. So yeah, that was probably a pivotal time for us.
You choose to go with Diagrama. How was that? You know, why did you decide to go with those?
They were advertising an information evening, and we were kind of at the time thinking, you know, do we go surrogacy? Do we do, you know, what are we doing? And we decided adoption was the route for us, and saw the advert. So we went to an information evening, and there was a parent who'd recently adopted a child as well, and he was talking about his experiences, and he was from a same-sex partnership as well. And we thought, okay, clearly they're, you know, they're open to it, and they were just really kind of supportive, gave loads of information, and we kind of went home that day and talked about it a bit more and said, yep, let's do it. So we, in all honesty, didn't really shop around, kind of thinking of a different age, because you can go with agencies or with your local council, but actually what they said and the ongoing support they provide kind of post-adoption, we thought, and yeah, why shop around when we thought we found, you know, a really great agency, and we haven't regretted that decision at all.
So. Diagrama, they do adoption, they do fostering as well, don't they?
I believe so, yeah. We didn't look into fostering, but yeah, I think so.
That's so cool.
So how much of this has changed your life then?
I'd say, I mean, you kind of, having children, kind of, people say it turns your life upside down, and I think I wouldn't go as far as that. He's kind of fitted into our lives quite well, and it's like he's always been here. And I think because we adopted an older child, in that sense, you know, we weren't having sleepless nights. We wouldn't, you know, didn't have to do feeding at 2 a.m. or changing
the nappies as well, yeah.
Yeah, we kind of fast-forwarded that bit, and we got to the fun age of, like, a six-year-old who likes being a superhero and kind of running around the parks and things like that. So it has changed our lives, obviously, and we feel it's kind of made our lives complete, and it's, you know, it's really well. But, you know, he would be at school, come home, we'd have dinner, and he'd be in bed by 7, so you can put your feet up and have a glass of wine, and he sleeps all the way through. It's great. So in that sense, and he's, you know, met all our friends and family, and we still do things. We still go out, and we still do adult things, and we do kids things as well. So yeah, no, it's enhanced our lives, but it hasn't completely turned our lives upside down.
I think that's really important, isn't it? You know, like you say, it has enhanced your life, but it's not completely changed your life. You know, you still get to do that. If you know, it's LGBT Fostering Adoption Week this week, so we don't expect you to suddenly be listening this week and think, oh yeah, let's go do that, because obviously, no, you know, that's not what it's about. This has probably been on your mind already if you've been thinking about it. You know, what would you say to anyone listening who is thinking about becoming either an adoptive parent or maybe becoming a foster carer, or basically just is thinking, yeah, maybe there is something missing in my life. Maybe we do need a child in life. What would you say to that person?
I would say do a bit of research, go and visit you know, some of the agencies that do information evenings, because there's lots of things that you can find out about before you kind of make that jump, and there are organizations that you can join where you talk to other gay adopters to actually kind of talk talk about the process, and we did a lot of that before we made the decision and went to various kind of they have like events at weekends where all gay foster parents or adopted parents get together, either kind of at the beginning of the process or bring their children, and you get to kind of immerse yourself in that life and ask questions and, you know, get ideas of what it's about. And I think, if people are thinking of having children, I'd definitely recommend it. It's the best thing we've ever done. As I say, I think people that want children, you kind of prepare yourself for it. So we didn't go from, you know, clubbing one weekend to having a child. We mentally, physically, and, you know, we were prepared and ready for it. And therefore, the transition wasn't that. It was still a bit of a shock that suddenly you're, you know, responsible for a child. Yeah. But we were ready for it. And, you know, we didn't have a massive lifestyle change. We were, you know, when he came, it was, you know, everything fitted in and we were all prepared. So, but definitely I would recommend it because it has been such an amazing thing that we've done. But I think we'll stop at one.
Yeah. Eric, it's been amazing talking to you. We can actually read the full story with you and Jason online right now at gaydio.co.uk/family. And if you are thinking about becoming either a foster carer or an adoptive parent, you can find out more about Diagrama online. It's all there, gaydio.co.uk/family is where you need to go. Eric, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Love you.
This is Paloma, Till I'm Done, Gaydio Breakfast, 9:24.